Good afternoon and welcome to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1 in downtown Marion, ready to go for another show on this windy Wednesday. Yes, a windy Wednesday. That's what it is out there. I hope you're not blowing around too much. The leaves sure are. Boy and Waldo, they were sure blowing around. I went for my mile walk today and got pelted with leaves. So before too long, I'm going to have to do my favorite thing in the world. Not really. Rake. I don't really enjoy raking. But in Waldo, you rake them to the road and they pick them up. So it's all good. Well, you tuned in the right time today, because today we're going to do something different, because we need to say a very, very special happy birthday to our very own Terry Tackett. Terry, how are you? I am doing fantastic. That's doing good. Fantastic. How's it feel to be a little bit older?
Oh, you know what? It feels the same, but just I don't know. It's a little weird, but it's I don't know. It's just another day, I guess.
Yeah, another day. I turned 35. I'm like, ooh, five more years to 40.
Nate, I turned 49.
Oh, boy.
1 year. Oh, I get my AARP card in 1 year.
Yes, sir. That's going to be fun.
Nate, if you want, go ahead and explain to them what we're doing today.
Yes, sir. Well, we have Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore today. And what we're going to do is every 5 minutes or so, I'm going to ask a trivia question. And then we're going to give away something went to that trivia question answer, okay? So you have to, whatever I grab out of the bag will be what you get for that particular answer. So you have to answer that specific question, though. And Terry's got the bag. We're going to throw our prizes in there. I sort of know what's in there, but I don't know what I'm going to grab out. Could be any sort of gift card. Or sort of gift prize, you know, any sort of thing. So I'm going to ask a trivia question. We're going to do different. Instead of me going through all the trivia questions like I normally do, I'm going to ask one, and then I'm going to ask a caller to jump on the line. And if you answer that question correctly, we will give you something out of our gift bag galore. Sound good? All right. Yes, indeed. We're going to have a good time today. 740-383-9944. It's going to be a good time this afternoon. We'll get to that in just a second. First of all, thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast. Waldo Tire is located at 108 West Main Street in Waldo. Their hours are Monday through Friday from 8 to 5. They have both new and used tires. They also offer full-service automotive repair. Waldo Tire's telephone number is 740-726-2155. That's 740-726-2155. Facebook, Waldo Tire and Automotive. Thanks to Waldo Tire and Automotive for supporting today's broadcast right here on WWGH Radio. I might mention that only one person can answer the trivia question when I ask it every few minutes, so there can only be one winner per trivia question every few minutes when I ask it. So, two people can't answer the same question today. Usually that's the way we do it. You know, two people can't answer the same trivia question. But instead of me reading them all off, I have a bunch of prizes here. And then at 4:55, I've got the grand prize, which contains several different gift cards. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. So it's going to be a great time today. So 740-383-9944 is our number. Here's the first trivia question for you. Which U.S. state is known as the Sunflower State? Not the Sunshine State, not looking for Florida. Which U.S. state is known as the Sunflower State? 740-383-9944. The first person to give me a call will win something out of our bag here. We will find out who the winner is going to be, and we have a call lighting up right now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hi, Nate.
Hey, Ernie, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing good.
Good, good.
Missed you last week.
Yeah. Did you catch the rewind run or did the air rerun?
Well, they did first 15 minutes of it.
Oh, okay. Then it went to something else?
No, it went blank.
Oh, it went blank. Yeah. Oh, boy.
I think it was your first show in August.
Oh, okay.
Because you talked about going to the fair.
Oh, okay.
Down in Marysville.
Okay.
You know, Union County Fair.
Okay, so we had a blank spot, huh?
Yep.
Old boy.
Yep. So I think Kansas is the Sunflower State.
Kansas is the Sunflower State. Yep. Yes, indeed.
I guess that's a neat thing to drive through Kansas down a road, because they do have a lot of them. And in the morning, if you're looking north, or if you're driving and looking east, all the sunflowers are facing the sun. You see green. But then in the afternoon, when they face the west, it's all yellow.
Oh, right. Right.
The sunflowers all turn around to follow the sun.
Yeah. Yeah. That's something.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a big field of them here south of town on Route 423 going towards Waldo, right in between Waldo and Marion. Somebody planted a big field of them, and they're still out there. They're kind of getting a little bit towards the end of the season.
Yeah,
here.
It's about time to harvest them if they're going to harvest the seed.
You're right.
But
let me see what you want, good sir. Let's reach in the bag here and find out what we got for you. All right. Looks like you won a McDonald's gift card.
Hey, something I can use.
Okay. Well, I will put that here to the side and send that in the mail to you.
Well, thanks, Nate.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. All right, now wait a minute, and I will ask another trivia question here in a couple of minutes. And so you could be a winner, too, if you jump on it. When I ask the next trivia question, I'll reach in the bag and find out what you want. Again, we're celebrating our operations manager's Terry Tackett's birthday today. His birthday was actually Monday, I believe, but we're still celebrating all week long. And we are celebrating with Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore is what we're doing. And so every few minutes, we're going to ask a trivia question today and reach into our gift bag here and find out what you won when you answer a trivia question. So we're doing it a little bit different today here on Offbeat News and Trivia. Here's some offbeat news for you right now. A group of alligator hunters in Arkansas broke a state record when they landed a gator measuring nearly 14 feet long. Travis Bearden said he was out on Lake Mirasack when three other men, including his brother and his father, when they spotted a large gator in the water. We weren't real sure how big he was when we spotted him, and to our surprise, after we harpooned it, it ended up being a giant, Bearden told KFSM-TV. It drug the boat around for almost around 2 hours before I was able to get a clean shot on it. The 800-pound gator turned out to measure 13 feet, 11.5 inches long, the longest alligator harvested in Arkansas state history. The Arkansas Game and Fish Commission confirmed. We don't really have an official state record, but keep data on length. And it's the longest, department spokesman Trey Reed said. Also this, a teen student is being celebrated by a Texas community college after obtaining his associate's degree at only 14 years old. Ian Taylor Schlitz started to take classes at Tarrant County College's Northeast Campus in North Richland Hills at age 12, and the school announced that he has obtained his two-year degree. Taylor Schlitz said he drew inspiration from one very social classmate, his sister, Haley Taylor Schlitz, 16, who obtained her associate's degree from the college and a bachelor's degree from Texas Woman's University. The elder sibling now is the youngest ever student to attend Southern Methodist University's law school. I learned a lot from watching Haley with her own education, Ian Taylor Schlitz said. When I started taking classes at TCC, Haley would help me organize my schedule at the start of the semester. She showed me how to manage my time. The younger Taylor Schlitz, who is the founder and CEO of his own company, Kidlamity Gaming, said he is pursuing his bachelor's degree and deciding whether to pursue a Master's of Business Administration's degree or attend medical school. 4:27 is the time. I'm going to ask another trivia question now, and the first person to call and answer will be able to get something out of our gift bag, so we'll find out what it is. Who sings the song Born in the USA? Who sings the song Born in the USA? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Hi, we're on the air. Nobody there. Well, clear that line and hopefully get somebody else here. Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Springsteen, yes. How are you today?
Oh, not doing too bad.
Good. Is it nice and windy in your neck of the woods?
Well, it was earlier, but kind of calmed down right now.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, let me reach into the bag and find out what you want, okay?
All right.
Okay, let's see here. Looks like you win a Wendy's gift card.
All right.
Okay. We will get that, Mr. David Avery. We will get that sent in the mail to you.
All right.
I appreciate you calling.
Have a good day.
Hey, you have a good evening now.
All right.
Okay. Bye-bye. All right, 740-383-9944. We got that question answered, so hang on. I will ask another trivia question coming up, and we will reach down in the bag and find out what other goodies we have down in there. I know there's a couple of Wendy Frosties down in there that we can make somebody a winner too, and some more gift cards too. Coming up, you are listening to Offbeat News and Trivia. I'm your host, Nate Redmond, in Air Chair 1. We are celebrating our operations manager's Terry Tackett's birthday today, and his birthday was actually Monday. We're celebrating all week long with Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore. Having a good time doing it. We have to take a break. We'll take it and come back with much more straight ahead on your favorite radio station. We are Marion's Talking Place, 107.1 FM. This is WWGH Radio. Hang on, we will be right back.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Scott, do you remember when Hillary Clinton came to Marion in 2016?
Yes, I do. I stood outside of the Harding Hotel in the rain waiting to get an interview that didn't happen.
You know why she chose the Harding Hotel to meet?
No, I don't.
Well, they used to have a hair salon in the lobby, and she could sure use it.
Here we go again. WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at wwgh1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Yes, indeed. Search WWGH, and you can find that on the TuneIn app. It's kind of cool to download that and be able to carry the WWGH app with you on your smartphone. It is September the 30th. Time to find out what happened on this day in history. In the year 1777, the Congress of the United States moved to York, Pennsylvania, due to advancing British forces. 1787, the Columbia left Boston and began the trip that would make it the first American vessel to sail around the world. 1846, Dr. William Morton performed a painless tooth extraction after administering ether to a patient. Boy, I'm so glad that they have stuff to numb you while you get teeth removed, because when I was a kid, boy, I had to have several teeth removed because, well, my orthodontist said that I had to get my baby teeth out of the way because the permanent teeth were ready to move in and it was causing problems. So I had seven teeth removed at one time as a kid. Thank goodness, and they actually put me under for that. So thank goodness for stuff like that. 1861, chewing gum tycoon William Wrigley Jr. was born. 1868, Spain's Queen Isabella was deposed and fled to France. 1882, in Appleton, Wisconsin, the world's first hydroelectric power plant began operating. 1927, George Herman, Babe Ruth, hit his 60th home run of the season. He broke his own record with the home run. The record stood until 1961, when Roger Maris broke the record. 1930, Death Valley Days was heard for the first time on NBC Blue Radio Network. 1935, The Adventures of Dick Tracy debuted on Mutual Radio Network. And I'll have some more of these on this day in history, September 30th, after we do another trivia question and fish out of the bag another prize. Okay, in the movie Cars, what is the tow truck's name? In the movie Cars, what is the tow truck's name? 740-383-9944. The first caller in gets to, gets to pick a prize out of the bag here. Yes, indeed, going to find out what you will win. So we have us a caller coming in right now. We'll find out who it is. Hi, we're on the air.
Hello there, Nate.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And tell that Terry happy birthday for me.
I sure will.
Don't eat too much cake.
Well, we brought him in some cupcakes, so he's out there with those.
All right. Well, your answer will be Maynard.
Yes, indeed. That's who I'm looking for. Absolutely. Well, let's fish around here and see what you win, okay?
All righty.
And looks like you are the winner of a Speedway gift card, good for fuel and merchandise.
All right, that'll work.
All right, Ralph, I will send this to you through the mail then, good sir.
All right, have a good one there now.
Hey, you too. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, that's our buddy Ralph Thacker. And we are lining these up here. Still going to find out who's going to win a Frosty. We got a Frosty in there. That's down in there somewhere. Going to find out who's going to win that Frosty. Okay, September 30th, on this day in history, 1935, Porgy and Bess premiered in Boston. 1939, Captain Midnight was heard for the first time on Mutual Radio Network. 1946, an international military tribunal in Germany found 22 top Nazi leaders guilty of war crimes. 1947, the World Series was televised for the first time. The sponsors only paid $65,000 for the entire series between the Brooklyn Dodgers and the New York Yankees. All right, well, right before we ask the next question make another winner here, I'll tell you a little bit about where we were last week, because I don't know if I told you where I was going. I can't remember, but we went down to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, and I was kind of wondering how it would be down there so far as... safety protocols go, because here in Ohio, you know, everybody, at least here in Marion, a lot of folks do wear masks and practice social distancing out in public. It was the same way down there. Everybody was wearing a mask and practicing social distancing. The hotel, we were up on the 18th floor. The hotel just allowed one party at a time in the elevator, which it lined up a little bit to get up to your room, but not too bad. We didn't have to wait in line hardly at all each time to go up to our room. But we had a fantastic view. Let me tell you what. We had two balconies and a full ocean view. And man, this hotel is called the Patricia Grand, and it's right there on Ocean Boulevard and right there on the Atlantic Ocean, and it is just absolutely beautiful. And so each morning you wake up and you can hear the waves crashing, even with the door shut. You can hear the waves crashing, even up on the 18th floor, you can still hear them. And so it was so much fun to just take in the view. We did go out and do some miniature golf, because we love to play miniature golf. And there were several courses. I think we played three different days and three different courses, and had a lot of fun doing that. And I did some shopping. There's a store we really like that's a $5 store. And so nothing's supposed to be over $5. I think technically there's a few items that are over $5. But anyways, it's a pretty cool store. And so we had a good time doing that. And... So Myrtle Beach was a fun time. We really liked the town. And they have an awesome mall called the Coastal Grand Mall. And it is just packed with stores. And they have a JCPenney's there that has all kinds of good deals there. My wife found a full outfit, I think, there. Can't remember if I don't think I bought anything there. But... That mall was pretty cool, Coastal Grand Mall. So if you ever go to the Myrtle Beach area, I recommend the Patricia Grand Hotel there on Ocean Boulevard, and make sure you put in for an ocean view. It's just a few dollars more per night to request that. And also, for just a few dollars more, you can have free breakfast at their restaurant. And used to it was a buffet, but because of COVID, it is menus now. But you can pick everything you want off the menu except for steak and eggs. You couldn't pick steak and eggs because it was the most expensive thing on the menu. But you could have everything else that you wanted. You could pick anything off the menu that you wanted. So we had a great time having breakfast there every morning. And so we just had an all-around good time, relaxing time. My wife Had a great time, relaxing time there, and so did I. So Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, that's where we were last week, and got to spend, was it 6 or 7 nights there? So good times. All righty, let's make somebody else a winner here at 740-383-9944. Where is the world's largest active volcano? Where is the world's largest active volcano? 740-383-9944 is my telephone number. If you know the answer to that trivia question, you can win something out of Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore. All right, we have a phone call coming in now. Hi, we're on the air.
Hawaii
is absolutely the world's largest active volcano. How are you today?
Good.
Good. Is this Miss Allison?
Uh-huh.
All right, Miss Allison, I'm going to reach in the bag here. Let's find out what you win, okay?
Okay.
All right. Let's reach in here, down here. Good. All right. You win. Oh, it looks like there's several, and I thought this was one. You win a book of free Frosties from Wendy's. So I will send this through the mail to you, okay?
Okay.
Thanks for calling and playing. I appreciate it.
Okay.
All right. Have a good one.
Bye.
Okay. Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye.
I thought that was one Frosty, but it's actually, they're all connected here. So there's a book of Frosties here. So it's actually several. So it's a book of Frosty coupons. Hey, a good deal there. So, Miss Allison, congratulations. You won the Frosty coupons. We will make another winner here in just a moment here. We got to take a break coming up here in just a few moments. I want to tell you about my website. If you get a chance, check it out. I'm going to be putting some vacation photos up there when I get around to it. It's radionate.webs.com. It's radionate.webs.com. That's W-E-B-S, not W-E-B-Z, just in case you're wondering. And it is smartphone friendly. If it's a little small, you can zoom in on your smartphone. And, of course, it's great to look at on a desktop or laptop computer too. So if you get a chance to check that out, radionate.webs.com, you can check out Offbeat News on there. You can read it to your heart's content. We have the recipes up there, a website connected to all kinds of recipes and just all kinds of cool stuff. So that is at radionate.webs.com. When we come back from the break, I've got What's That in the Mailbox? Sponsored unofficially by the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. So we'll have that. We have another question from a listener that wrote in when we come back. And you can send me something for this segment too by emailing me radionateosu@gmail.com. That's radionateosu@gmail.com. So if you ever have a question for me and would like to be on What's That in the Mailbox, simply send it to me, and we'll put you in this segment, okay? Sound good? All righty. We will hit this break and come back and do What's That in the Mailbox, and then we'll make somebody else a winner here at 740-383-9944. We got a grand prize coming up, too, at 455. So stick around. Winning time is right here. 107.1 FM.
Charlie, do you remember when Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood came to visit us?
Yes, I do. All three times. What a great time we had.
Yes, riding in the popcorn parade twice with him was great.
He made more speedy deliveries that day than the post office does all year.
WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. Don't miss it.
...180 over 111, and I had a stroke.
I couldn't speak.
I'd walk.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a stroke are far from silent. Get back on your treatment plan or talk with your doctor to create a plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed.
Brought to you by the American Stroke Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
When Mother Nature strikes, who do you turn to? The number one trusted weather team in Marion County, the Marion, Ohio Weather Team. Get the latest conditions and more on our website at weather43302.com.
You're listening to Offbeat News and Trivia with Nate Redmond right here on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, streaming live on the internet at WWGH1071.com. If you'd like to listen to WWGH Radio on any mobile device, download the free TuneIn app and search WWGH.
Okay, and we are back with more fun and excitement, and I was going to do the next segment here, but I'm going to ask another trivia question because I've got so many more gifts to give away before 5 o'clock. What plant is known to help heal a sunburn? You can rub this on a sunburn to make you feel better. What plant is known to help heal a sunburn? First person to answer this question at 740-383-9944 is a winner. We'll reach in the bag and find out what you shall win, okay? Hi, we're on the air.
Yeah, that'd be an aloe plant.
An aloe plant, yes indeed. How are you doing today, Becky?
I'm doing fine. How about you, Nate?
Hey, I'm doing great. Yes, are you not blowing away too much in this windy weather?
No, it's raining now.
Oh, it's raining now. Okay, I don't have any windows, so it probably is here, too. All right, let me reach into the bag here and find out what you win. Okay, a Wendy's gift card.
Okay, that sounds good.
All right. Becky, I will send this through the mail to you, okay?
Okay, thanks, Nate. You have a good day now.
Hey, thanks. You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. Okay, it's time for What's That in the Mailbox? Unofficially sponsored by the rich chocolatey taste of Ovaltine. And Pete says, "Hi, Nate. I always like to work on cars with my dad. Did you?" Well, Pete, no, I was not mechanically minded at all. My dad would try very lovingly to get me to work on cars with him out in the garage. He would get me out there and try to show me things. But no, alas, I was not mechanically minded at all. And to this day, I can barely check my oil. No, I can check my oil okay, but yeah, I don't know. I think I would struggle to change a tire, to be honest with you. I think I would. I have emergency roadside insurance on my insurance, so I think I would probably call them up to change my flat tire. But anyways, so there you go. All right. Well, hey, there's so many gifts left here, so we need to make somebody else a winner. What is the number one cookie in the United States? What is the number one cookie in the United States? 740-383-9944. The first person to answer the question will get to reach in to Terry's gift bag galore here. Here we go. Hi, we're on the air.
Oreo cookie.
Yes, Oreo cookie is the number one cookie. How are you today?
Oh, not bad.
Good. Well, let me reach in here and find out what you win. Looks like you win a Speedway gas card, good for fuel and merchandise in the store.
Good. That'll be my birthday present. Today's my birthday.
Well, happy birthday to you. What is your name?
Lee Dominey.
D-O-M-I-N-Y?
Yeah.
All right. How do you want to do this? I can either leave this here at the station, or I can send this to you in the mail. You can call me at the end of the show here at 5 o'clock when I go off the air and give me your address, and I can send it through the mail. Would you like to do that?
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay, at 5 o'clock, as soon as I go off, just give me a call back, and I'll get your address. We'll send it through the mail.
Okay.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Okay, very good. Yeah, Oreo is the number one cookie in the United States. I would have said some sort of a chocolate chip is what I would have said. $4.51 for our grand prize. We have several gift cards in our grand prize. And what we're going to do is everybody that is called, we're going to mix you all up. And the grand prize, we're going to go to whoever we pick here out of the folks that have called in this afternoon, okay? I've still got some more prizes, though, so we're going to have to hurry along here. What can I give you? I'll give you the weird word of the week. This week's weird word is avow, A-V-O-W, avow. It is a verb. Here's the definition. To declare frankly or openly, to own, acknowledge, confess, or admit. Used in the sentence, he avowed himself an opponent of all alliances. An avow entered English in the 13th century. So there you go, avow. All right, let's see. Let's ask another question now. What do you call a geometric space with five sides? What do you call something with five sides? What is that called? 740-383-9944. Give me a call, and we will reach into Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore and make you a winner. Hi, we're on the air.
A pentagon.
A pentagon, yes indeed. How are you doing today?
Well, just fine.
Good.
Sounds like you had a wonderful vacation.
I did. It was so good and relaxing, and we just love Myrtle Beach anyways.
And your wife didn't have to cook. You got to eat out.
Exactly.
Or you cook. Whoever does it.
Right. Yeah, I usually do the cooking, but
okay, well, good.
Well, I didn't have to cook, so
yes.
It was nice.
Yes.
All right, let's reach in here and find out what you get. And looks like you win an Arby's gift card.
Well, I like Arby's.
Good. Good deal. All right. And this is Janet Durst, right?
It certainly is.
Let's see. Do I have your address?
You have in the past.
Okay. Let me flip through my notes here. I've got it here. Yep, I've got
you. Thank you so much.
I will send it through the mail to you.
Very kind.
All right. Hey, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, there we go. 4:54 is the time. It's about time to do the grand prize drawing. Let me ask one more question here. And Michael Phelps is an Olympic athlete known for which sport? Michael Phelps is an Olympic athlete known for which sport? 740-383-9944. This is the last question. This is the last time we're going to reach into Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore. So we'll make a winner here. Hi, we're on the air.
Would that be swimming?
That is swimming, absolutely. How are you today?
I am just fine.
Good.
I am just fine.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, let me reach in here and find out what you win. And it looks like you win a Wendy's gift card.
Oh, I love Wendy's. That's my favorite place to go.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
And what is your name?
Elsie Brown.
Elsie Brown.
Right.
All right, Elsie. I don't have your address either. Would you like me to mail this to you, or would you like to come to the station and pick it up?
I can just come up to the station and pick it up.
Okay. I will leave this on the desk for you with your name on it, okay?
Thank you so much.
Hey, thanks for calling and listening. We do appreciate it. Bye-bye.
Okay, it is time to find out who wins the grand prize. Here it is 4:55, almost 4:56. But going to find out who wins the grand prize. So let's shuffle everybody up together and find out who the winner will be. Okay? All righty. We will absolutely find out. Shuffle everybody around here. I guess I should tell you what the grand prize is going to be, right? The grand prize is a pack of coupons for free Frosties. It is a coupon for a free smoothie to Smoothie King. It is a gift card to Wendy's, a gift card to Arby's, and a gift card to McDonald's. That is the prize pack. And let us find out who our winner is going to be. So let's shuffle everybody around. And here we go. The winner of the big prize pack is none other than Janet Durst. Janet Durst, you happen to come up as the grand prize winner. So in addition to, what did you win? You won an Arby's card. In addition to your Arby's card, I will send you the rest of this stuff here.
Hello, we're on the air.
Swimming.
Yes, swimming is right. Swimming is right. Well, you know what? I happen to have one more thing left, because we did the big drawing, but I have one thing left in Terry's grab bag of prizes for you. So it is a pack of coupons for free Frosties to Wendy's.
That's fine.
All right. Is this Miss April?
Uh-huh.
Okay. We'll get that in the mail to you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, and that's the last thing I've got. So I am out of prizes, completely and totally out of prizes. So congratulations to our grand prize winner, Janet Durst. I'm going to have to, that's a lot of gift cards. I'm going to have to make sure I keep track of all that and make sure I don't lose it. I'll put that in a special envelope, Janet, just for you and everybody else. We will get those sent out in the mail. Lee Dominey, I'll get your call here at 5 o'clock as soon as I go off the air. And Lee, we will send that gift card in the mail to you. We'll get your address recorded. LC Brown, I will leave yours here at the radio station. Everybody else will mail yours out. Hey, it's been fun. I have enjoyed myself, and we've been celebrating our operations manager's Terry Tackett's birthday today. And his birthday was actually Monday, but we've been celebrating all week long. Big 49. Next year's the big 50. But we've been celebrating his birthday with Terry's grab bag of gift cards galore. So we've had a great time today. Next week, as far as I know, we'll just go back to normal trivia and go back to just the normal asking several questions and doing a big drawing at the end of the program. So I appreciate everybody that has tuned in and called in. It's been a lot of fun. Thank you so much. We're here every Wednesday from 4:15 to 5 o'clock with Offbeat News and Trivia on 107.1 FM WWGH. Hey, stick around. There's lots of great programming coming at you, lots of great talk. This is Marianne's Place to Talk, 107.1 FM WWGH. I will talk to you next week right back here.